This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM Limpopo's hottest frequency, the CTM Urban Hot 40 with myself, Chris Traney. If you've been out and about in the streets lately, then you've definitely heard this song. You've sang along to it. And maybe just like me, you shed a young thug tear because, well, the song is just amazing. I'm talking about Jehova. This is by Esvilla alongside Zuma, currently sitting at 4 million views on YouTube. It gives me goosebumps and a great pleasure, actually, to be chatting to the man of the moment himself, Esvilla. First of all, I'd just like to welcome you to the show and find out how you're doing. Thank you so much for joining me.
I'm doing great, bro. Thank you for having me on the show. I heard my song made it on the chart.
Yes, and I've been hearing it everywhere, so I was like, I need to get in touch with this guy to find out more about the song. But first, let's start off with you. Who is Esvilla?
Esvilla. I'm a singer-songwriter, music producer. Born Ustelo Ngwenya, you know. I was born in Johannesburg, born and raised, matriculated in Johannesburg. Got to Snowmos eThekwini, which is where, like, after matric, I just went and stayed there and focused on the music. And then fast forward to 2017, I got signed to Ambitious Entertainment, and yeah, we are today, you know.
Yeah, because I can see it, the Stelo being part of the S Villa, but the Villa, where is it coming from, Yon?
Actually, the S is short for Saint Villa.
So it's not Stelo.
A story of yeah, it's short for Saint Villa. They used to call me Saint a lot when I was still a kid because I was raised well. My parents really did a great job raising us as a family, you know. So, ngakhulanga ingane, like, well-mannered, you know, like all those things. Even all the way into high school, I was a good kid. So my peers used to call me Saint. Some used to call me Mr. Too Nice.
Wow.
So I just turned it into hip-hop, like Saint Villa, you know, like S Villa.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that in any minute. But anyway, outside of music, bro, what is it that Esvilla is doing?
Outside of music, busy trying to, you know, start a business, but it's taking forever because most of the focus is on the music most of the time. But I'm calling business, you know, trying to, you know, put my eggs on different baskets because COVID taught us, you know, that the lockdown period, it taught us a lot, which you need to have, like, multiple sources of income to actually survive.
That's true.
Today's time. You know, things are very expensive. You know, the cost of living is high. So, yeah, I'm busy. I'm trying to get into this business thing.
All the best in that regard. Now, you know, a lot of artists, when you talk to them, when you ask them when did they like actually find out that they wanted to be in the music industry or wanted to be musicians, they'll tell you that I knew from when I was so young. But when in your case, you were raised well, you were raised a saint. Would you say that when you grew up, you knew that you'd like to be a musician?
Absolutely, because I was exposed to a lot of music. Talking 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. I was exposed to gospel, hip hop, kwaito, like Maskandi, all of that. So I used to imitate those guys, especially the gospel guys and the R&B guys. Like, I used to imitate them a lot, and that's when I actually realized, Uthi, I've got a beautiful voice, and I said, "Kaya bavengele ukuthi ucula kamnandi." Since then,
yeah. That's not even a lie, bro. Like, yeah, no, that's not a lie. And you've been in the industry for some time now. What would you say are some things that you don't like about being in the music industry? Because you've always wanted to be a musician, but now you're here. What are some things that you don't like?
Some of the things that I don't like is the backstabbing, the fake friends, the bad influence.
Yeah.
You know, the gatekeepers. The people that say you would see, you know, they determine how far your career goes. So it's those things. They make it difficult for people who are talented. There's a lot of kids out there with a lot of talent, but you've got to go through a certain somebody to actually make it.
Okay.
So in that regard, I Ibonge ambitious because they've helped us dodge a lot of these gatekeepers.
Yeah, no, they really helped you pave your way and actually make you get into the industry and have a safe passage. Now, let's talk about the song, Jehovah. Or rather, let me just say also the music video. I think it dropped last year, November, around the 26th. And it's 5 months later now. It's everywhere. It's in every club. It's in every cab. It's in everyone's phone. It's in my headsets all the time. How does this feel for you that 5 months later, it's only now that the song is like literally picking up?
Yeah. We actually anticipated this with who, like the boss, the guy who's in charge, you know, the company. We anticipated Uti, it will only start picking up like towards Boma after Valentine's, like February, March, April. We anticipate because I was supposed to be dropping my second single like right now in April. So hopefully that's going to happen. But as for how it feels, man, it took me by surprise. I was expecting, you know, good numbers, but I didn't expect it to do like 4 million views.
I saw, bro. And then the collab, how did this collab come about, and how was it like working with Zuma on this one?
So initially Zuma was supposed to add a verse on one of my other songs. So he did that, and later that afternoon after he had recorded his verse, we were just chilling in the studio and we had a beat like just lying around which we really liked, and we ended up doing a second song about which is Jehovah. That's the song that we ended up going for as a single, to introduce S. Villa into Amapiano. So it was really dope, man. I really appreciate, you know, what he did for me, because he really helped like put the song together. We actually wrote the song together, created it.
So you're saying there was an initial song that you guys were supposed to work on. So are you telling me that there's going to be another S. Villa alongside Zuma song coming up in the future?
That's exactly what I said.
I know. That's an exclusive. I can't wait to be the first one to share this. I don't know. You heard it here. But also, this
and
song...
it's a smash.
Yeah.
And it's a smash. It's a big, big, big song.
That's what I'm saying. When it drops and when I hear it for the first time here, I'm going to go back on this one and say, he told me first that this song is coming. Now, this song...
I know. You even get the exclusive.
Ah, no. Now we're talking. What's the story behind Jehovah? Because it's like a love song, but you're also pleading to God. Is there a lady who this song was dedicated to? Because there's no way it can just flow so easily unless there's someone who was in mind when you guys were in the studio.
Not really, yes. Not anybody in particular, but
come on, you can
it is
tell
a love
me.
Song. Not anybody in particular, but it is a love song. It's a dance song. The story, really, of the song is about a guy who's expressing his undying love to a lady, and he's just saying to her, nothing will ever come in between us. Until death do us part, pretty much. You know, that's what the song is saying.
So you're still sticking to the fact that there's no lady involved there?
Nah, nobody in particular.
So, but from your catalogue, Jehovah is like a different genre, like you said. Zuma was welcoming you into the whole Amapiano genre. Will you have any more Amapiano songs, or will just go back to the kind of music that we know as Villa to be doing, like your Tola?
I will... be continuing with Amapiano because they've welcomed me with you know, open arms. Gazal. But what I'm saying is, bro, I've been doing dance music. You remember Uti, my first song with Ambitions is Tando Sam was a dance song.
Yeah.
Imali Ami was a dance song. Kailami was a dance song. So I've been doing dance music. They actually signed me to do dance music, unless if I, you know, come up with something like Tula, you know. So yeah, I will be doing more of Amapiano. My follow-up single is coming up. It's got a surprise feature as well. People can look
Nice.
out for that. Yeah.
So I've always like you're in the you're in the industry now. Everyone is talking about you. Everyone is hearing this song. Everyone is loving this song. And I'm sure there are other artists now that even before, well, you anticipated that the song would blow up after February. But there's always been those artists that you'd actually like to work with in the future. Who's that one person now in the industry who, if they were to call you and say, yo, I have a song, hop on it, you'd drop everything. Like you'd even hang up on this interview now and go to that feature. Who's that person?
Zonke.
Nice. And it would actually be along your forte, like before dance and everything.
We would actually do a beautiful, beautiful song. There's a song on Kid Tini's album called This Thing Called Life. It was my song. I was supposed to actually feature Zonke on that song, but we couldn't get her on time. And I just gave the song away to
Ah, no, man.
Kid
Listen,
Tini.
I am gonna be crossing fingers that something along those lines happens, because I can just
Yeah.
imagine your vocals, Zonke's vocals in one song. Literally, I know you will finish all of us.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, no,
I promise.
it definitely must. There are some people who actually like from your hometown or from all these other hometowns who actually are looking up to you guys right now to say, this guy has been in the industry and now it's his time to shine and he's having his moment. Do you have any actually advice for these young aspiring artists who actually want to see themselves get there and they're wondering, what do I need to do? What do I need to say? I'm doing everything. I'm sending out demos. I'm doing everything, but it's not working out.
Hey, I remember when I was coming up, the first problem that I had was self-doubt. Was
Yeah.
myself. Like, I doubted myself a lot. So I would advise them to really believe in themselves and really go out and pursue this thing. And use the advantage of youth, man. If you're still in your early teens and you're passionate about music, go at it hard. Ungabi umuntu ayithathe seriously, azikhandle, like aqhubeke vethu, like aspane and collaborate with other cats in your space. And just keep a positive attitude. That goes a long way as well. And yeah, all the best vethu to all the kids out there trying to get into this thing. But the inzima yona idinga ukuthi umuntu abe patient, plus abe ne patient. So yeah.
Ah, no, man. Thank you so much for making the time. Wishing you all the best, and we just can't wait to see what 2022 has in store for you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.